Now, wherever you are listening to this right now, there's a reasonable to fair chance that March flies are about. They do love warm weather, so presumably they're only going to get worse from here. There are a few myths that I'm going to try and bust here this morning. So to get the facts, I'm with Peter Yeals, Dr. Peter Yeals. He's an entomologist at James Cook University, good enough to take my call. Dr. Yeals, good morning to you. Do we have here in Queensland a March fly season, as they say?
Not really in the tropical north. They do generally increase in numbers as it starts to warm up. We get them all year round up here. But as it warms up, their population will definitely increase a little bit. Down south, there is more of a season, so they're generally a spring-summer animal. And they actually get their name March fly from the northern hemisphere when they come out in the northern hemisphere spring. So, yeah, spring and summer, but up here, unfortunately, all year round.
Now, what are they doing? We know mosquitoes, they're trying to suck our blood. What are March flies doing? Are they biting or have they got some other plan in mind?
It's pretty much exactly the same thing as mosquitoes. So March flies, most of them, their normal diet is nectar from flowers. But the females don't get enough protein from that nectar to produce their eggs. So they generally need a number of blood meals before they can produce their eggs. So it's only the females that bite you.
Oh, and it also feels that everything I'm going to ask you here, Dr. Yeals, is anecdotal. But some people can sit around a fire and not be affected, and other people get, as they say, eaten alive. Is there any research to say why some people seem to be attracting March flies and others are not?
Not so much with March flies. There's lots of research into why certain people might get bitten with mosquitoes, but less with March flies. So March flies generally hunt more with their vision than the smell, like mosquitoes do. So generally, they will want to aim for sort of dark colours and maybe people who produce a little bit more body heat. They also can detect heat. But yeah, so like my advice would be to wear light, broken up colours rather than dark colours, and hopefully they'll target you a little bit less.
Oh, wow. One person told me that they heard that wearing blue apparently would help, but I suppose that would have to be light blue.
It would have to be. I would avoid blue entirely. As I said just now, the another part of March flies' major part of their diet are flowers, and flowers reflect generally quite a lot of UV. So you want to avoid colours that reflect lots of UV, and blue is probably one of the biggest. So I would avoid blue, especially dark blue, and if I wanted to avoid them, I would probably be wearing colours like light green, that sort of thing.
So this person was told the exact opposite of what to do.
I would avoid the blue for sure.
Now, what about repellents? The other thing I've been told is, you know, people spray their legs and 20 seconds later the March flies are there. So is there such a thing as March fly repellent?
Yeah, so repellents don't work great on March flies, partially because they are hunting with their vision rather than with smell. Part of what repellents do is they disguise your smell as well as making you unpleasant to land on. But because March flies are so much bigger than mosquitoes, which is who the repellents are generally designed for, it doesn't bother them as much. They can help, so I would recommend using a repellent if you're in somewhere where there's lots of March flies, preferably one with lots of DEET. But in general, mosquito repellent won't do a huge amount for March flies. The best thing you can do is put up fly screens and things like that if you're camping. So put up some sails on the side of your gazebo and shade sails and hide from them that way.
How about where they're most likely to appear? Are they, suburban, or do you have to go camping to run into March flies?
Definitely more in the bush, wet bush especially. You'll get them less if you go out sort of past Mareeba, but they really like rainforest and they really like water, which is why places like Goldsborough Valley, you get lots of them, because they actually love the polarized light coming off of the water, and they'll hang around the Mulgrave River. So if you really want to avoid them, I would suggest camping away from water.
Yeah, I do really want to avoid them, actually.
Yeah.
Dr. Yules. Yeah. Now, I think you've touched on this, but also night falls and they seem to go away. Is that because, as you mentioned, they hunt via sight?
Exactly, yeah. So, whereas mosquitoes are probably more active at night, March flies will generally sort of rest until the day. So you can actually walk around in the rainforest at night with a head torch on, and you can actually see them just sitting on the undersides of leaves, just waiting for the day.
Wow. So if they did see you, they'd attack you, but their eyesight's obviously not great.
Yeah, they're not very good at night. They're pretty much just day-biting animals, and sort of when the sun goes down, that they essentially go to sleep.
So are they considered a pest? I mean, we know the Aegis aegypti, the dengue mozzie, there's been tons of work to more or less eradicate it. March flies, can they carry diseases and considered a pest like that or a health hazard?
Not in Australia, no. So in Australia, I'm not aware of any diseases that are affected by March flies, which is a good thing. There are some overseas. But no, in Australia, it's just they're more of a nuisance. Some people do have quite nasty sort of allergic reactions to the bites. So some people get bitten and there's nothing. Some people will get a little welt, but some people will swell up quite a lot, and it can be a little bit dangerous from that perspective. But it's quite rare.
Right, and so that was my final question. That some people will show you their legs and they look like they've been shot with a shotgun at short range. You know, terrible.
Yeah.
Other people, not so much. So that's just kind of luck of the draw, right? Depends on your blood type and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, exactly. It's just sort of pretty much the same as any other mosquito insect bite. So some people react to them and some people don't. It sort of depends on how well your body can cope with getting bitten. And the reason that you have that reaction is largely because of the anticoagulants that the insects sort of put into you at the wound where they're trying to extract the blood. They'll actually inject a little bit of anticoagulant, which helps the blood flow freely, which lets the animal drink easily. And that's what most people react to.
Okay. So swat them, that's about all we can do. Wear repellent,
put up
nets.
Exactly. Not really much you can do about them apart from maybe sort of try and camp away from water, use sort of shade cloth or something to put up a barrier or a mosquito net, and that'll stop them. But other than that, no, there isn't really a huge amount you can do.
We can complain about them a lot. We'll probably do that.
Yeah, exactly. They are nasty. It's quite satisfying when you hit one, though, because they're much slower than mosquitoes.
Yes. That is the one thing that I love. You can't get a fly for quids, but you can get a March fly. That's
exactly.
Great.
They're easy to whack them.
All right. Dr. Yields, thanks for the 101 on March flies, and let's hope that somewhat helps some of our listeners who are camping to avoid them. I appreciate your time this morning.
Yep, no worries at all. No problem.